Rabbi Lesher, for giving me the opportunity to say a few words to you during this time. I hope that Kadosh Baruch Hu will help me. Dvarim ha yetzim min alev, nichnasim lalev. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei Sif Hei Noyagim Lachasois Hasakin Vishas Birchas Hamozo. There's a minig to cover over a knife when you say Birchas Hamozo. The Nogu Shlo Lachasoso Bishabas Vyontif. We don't do our Shabbos in Yontif. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says that's not our minig. We don't do that today, but Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons for this minig. Minig brings the Beis Yosef. Minig, reason number one, is because the table upon which a person eats is like the Mizbeach, and just the way on the Mizbeach, no iron utensil was allowed, because the Mizbeach lengthens one's life and metal shortens one's life. So therefore, yes, when you say Birkas, at least when you say Birkas Hamazon, you know, to cover it up. But I want to go on the second reason. The Tam Sheni, B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, Lefi Shepam, Echad Higia, Echad LeBirkas Bone Yerushalayim, V'Nazkir Churbas Habayis, is a V'Nei Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh, B'Mheiro V'Yomeinu. And this fellow was so overcome, v'toka sakin bevitno. He took a knife and he stuck himself. Alkein nogu l'salko b'shas. Therefore, we remove it from the table. Cover it up, remove it. It's a pella. I didn't know Chazal make takonis for lunatics. The guy's a meshugana. The guy goes in, he's saying, you could. Wasn't even kinnis. Wasn't Eicha. Reading something from benching, B'nai Yerushalayim, Rakkudish, Mehri, Yomini, takes a knife and he stings us in the shugana. So for that, you make takonis for doire doiris. That when you bench, you have to remove the knife. Teretz is Rabosa, he wasn't a meshugana. And he wasn't a lunatic. He went a little bit too far. He was overcome with churban habayis, and he hurt himself. Chazal felt it could happen to anybody. I don't think we have that hargosha, because unfortunately our hearts are made a little bit out of stone. It's hard for us to feel. The Medrash says, Eker Rabosi, Pasha Aleph, Chof Dalad. Amar Avivai, Laila, oh no, I'm sorry. Maisa Beisha Achas, Shaha Yisab Bishchunoso Shrebi Gamliel. It was a Maisa woman, she was in the same neighbor, she was a next door neighbor to Rebbe Gamliel. Behoyala Ben, Sashkoires, different pshat in what that means. There's a very hush of a son. Some say she had a ben zakunim, whatever it was. Umeis, Nebuch, he died. She would cry for him every night. So every time you hear her cry, so he would sit down and he would cry as well over Churban Beis Hamikdash. He would cry to the point where his eyelashes fell out. Why is he crying the Churban Beis Hamikdash? It's a famous word from Rav Gifter. So why is she crying? She's crying over something. He's sitting down crying at Beis Hamikdash because Rabbi Gamliel understood that all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, both national and personal, it's all because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a home here. So why was it destroyed? So what do you mean, why was it destroyed? It's a Gemara, right? It's a Gemara in Yuma. That's the topic for tonight, is the real reason for Churban Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean, Rabbi? Real reason? It says what the reason is. The reason is because of Sin HaSchinim. That's the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You don't have to learn a Pil Pushir. So what does that mean? So because of Sin HaSchinim, because of Machlekes. Yeah, because people don't get along. So Torah, Shabbos, all the other mitzvahs, you can't have a binyan based on Mikdash. What's the pshat? So I'm going to try to share maybe a little more mitzidi, a little more omek, possibly. It's a vort I heard b'shem Rav Matisyo Solomon Shev Refuah Shleima. That's what I want to talk about tonight. The Magen Avraham says in the end of Tuf Kuf Pei Hilchos Tainus, so he brings it, there's a minute Yechidim have to fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. So I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to get to the second reason. He says something else besides the fact that 20 wagon loads of Shas was destroyed, this is in the Middle Ages. We'll go to the second piece. The Gamishnas Tovkes, this is Tachvatat, 1648-1649, one of the worst gezeiros ever happened to the Jewish people. Nischarvu Shnei Kehilos Gedolos, two great communities were destroyed by Ba'osei Hayom on that day. K'mo Shekasa B'Slichus Shechiber Baal Hasifsei Koyen. Two great communities. The Cossacks, Yamach Shemam, the savagery, the butchery. They devised ways of killing people. The Nazis, Yamach Shemam, took their playbook. These were human beings in the form of demons. So we all know, it's famous, Tosfos Yontif. Had a shailas chalom. You made a shailas chalom, and they told him, "Why did this happen? Why did the gzeiros happen? Tach for tach, the gzeiros, which this butchery is unbelievable. You know why it happened? Because they talk in shul. Because they don't zilzel beis haknesses." That makes sense to you? I understand. Intuitively, it's a big avera, yeah, to talk in shul. Cell phones too, by the way. Cell phones, same thing. I mean, what's my raya? I don't have a raya, but I'm just telling you. Libi Omer, cell phones, the same thing. You know, I was in the Motor Vehicles Bureau. Where is this? I was in the Motor Vehicles Bureau last summer trying to renew my license. I saw a sign there. So I was like moved by it. So I wrote it down. This is the sign in the Motor Vehicles Bureau. For the courtesy and respect of others, please refrain from cell phone usage and texting while being served. Now, the people behind the window, you know, they're not the Chafetz Chaim, but they're a human being. And what they're telling you is that when you talk to this human being, not a tzaddik, not a tzaddekes, don't look at your cell phone. Don't text. Because it's not nice. It's not coveted. So when you come into shul, so maybe you don't talk. But you take out a phone. So while you're being served, don't do this. So the truth is, we come to serve Hashem when we come here, but He's also serving us. Because He comes to us and He says, "My tired kind, my beloved child, what's on your mind? How can I help you? I want to help you. I want to serve you. I want to do something for you." Just once. Hope I didn't do anything here. turning off your phone? You're looking at your phone? So it's the same Zilzel as talking as far as I'm concerned. Same thing. But how does it make sense? I'll tell you something else. Now, I don't like to label crowds, but if I said this in certain crowds, they literally would whisk me off the podium. They would take me right off the podium, what I'm going to tell you now. But I didn't say this. By the way, I have a transcript here. I mean some of it, not all of it. From a drasha that Rav Yitzchak Sirotzkin gave, I don't know how many years ago. It's called On Ending the Bitter Goals. And I just read you what he says. But again, it's just, you can't wrap your head around this. So he says like this. Remember, I didn't say this. A meisa with a Deborah Tzina. I assume he's speaking about the bear, Moshe. By the Second World War, Khurban Europe, he was standing by the last train going out to Auschwitz. Suddenly a lady appeared out of nowhere and started screaming in Yiddish, Yidden, Yidden, you need to know why there's so much tzaris, so much suffering. Because you speak in the shuls. The Sfarim were spared because they were ugehitten. I think I said that right. In Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, the Deborah Tzina says Eidos that after she finished saying this, she disappeared into thin air. Now, I don't know whether you believe it or not. He says that Deborah Tzina was there. He said he saw it. So how does that make sense? So you're telling me Khurban Europe? 6 million? Yedele Olam? Kedoshe Elyo? Because people were mezalzel in Beis HaKnesses? The Yimrei Emes says the same thing, the Ger Rebbe. The Yimrei Emes says, Ala Pliya Shehoyo Sobe Eina Yoylam HaTorah Shebeis HaShoyo Yuma Nergu Kishlish Meho Oylam HaYehudi Bebedinos Europe. But in the Kehilo Svart Lo Hoya Sashaya Omar Ha Imre Emes Shatam Humishum Shashomru Mahold Al Kedushas Bote Knesios Shloelohem Kiyodua. And then he brings a remez. Hashem Yilochem Lochem. Right? Pashas Bishalach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Yilochem Lochem Vaatem Takarishun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight your battles, but you be quiet. Hainu Loi Tishtoichu Kushicha Skulu Bebeis HaKnesses. There's a medrash, Pardes Yosef, brings an unbelievable medrash. The Pardes Yosef says, same idea. The Sultan comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you know, the Jewish people, they're a bunch of charlatans, a bunch of ganovim. They cheat in business, they do all kinds of things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do me a favor. The goyim are much worse, leave me alone. Okay? Then he comes to me, talks to him about arayas. He says, do me a favor. The goyim are much worse. Tell me something I don't know, okay? And then he comes to him, says the Medrash, and he says, Yisrael meisichim dvorim beveis haknesses, oz ein la kodesh borku leheshiv ki o umoy so oylam oimdim beveis tiflosom biderech eretz v'kovid, because the goyim in their places of worship, they stay in the kovid, they show respect. The same thing, God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight your battles. We all know the Mechaber, right? The Mechaber is Simon Kuf Kuf Dalet, Sif Zion, right? So the Mechaber says, if you talk in Shmidl Shmon Esri, Gogol Avol No means so. What was such a language? The sin is too great to bear. He doesn't use that language. We all know this. By any other mitzvah, Kol HaTorah Kula, the Mechaber, as far as I know, doesn't say that language. And that was said by what? By the first murder in human history. Cain killed Hevel. So, you tell me this is the worst avera a person could do? Shabbos, Niyuf, Gili Arayas. What are you saying? How does this make sense? How does this make sense? How does this make sense that Bizoyan Beis HaKnesses, and by the way, Rav Zilberstein writes, even if you're quiet, but other people are talking, and i.e. bringing your cell phones too, it's not going to work. How does this make sense? So I'll tell you what I heard. There's a great Maggid Shir by the name of Shuli Bornstein. I don't know if any of you ever heard of him. He's one of the great Maggid Shirs in the world. He said he heard a shmooze from Rav Matisyahu Salomon, who said the following. And with this, this knetch, it was Mamash and I opened it to me. Begin to understand a little bit what's going on. He talks about the Tosfos Yontif, the Gzeiros Tat V'Tat, the Shailos Chalom. He came back and he said it's because Zilzul Beis HaKnesses. So Rav Matisyahu Salomon, Shevron Fu, Shoyim Matisyahu Chaim Ben Elta, Shevron Fu Bekarov. So he said, what's the pshat? How does it make sense? So he said, that's not what the Tosfos Yontif meant. It's not because they were talking in shul or cell phones. Didn't have it yet. What do you mean? But that's how they bring it down. That's not what he means. What he means is that the Gzeiros of Tat V'Tat didn't happen because of Zilzul Beis HaKnesses, he said. It happened because of who knows what Keshbonis the Rabbonu Shel Olam has. Who knows? Whatever reasons were, they were. But we have a Koach. Klal Yisrael has a Koach, has such an atomic weapon that no matter what Gzeiros there are, no matter what happens in life, we have a special Koach. Kol Kol Yaakov, it's called Tefillah. And Tefillah can do anything, and it does do anything. So therefore, okay, there were these terrible Gzeiros. So Yidden got together in the Batei Midrashim, in the Beis Knesses, and they daven, what Jews do, but they sorrow, they daven. But the problem is, said Rav Matisyahu Salomon, that because in the good times, there was Zilzul Beis HaKnesses, and there was talking, and people weren't treating the Beis HaKnesses with proper COVID. So therefore, your tefillahs go nowhere. They don't go anywhere. So it's not because of the sin of the Aveira of the talking, but it's the talking and the Zilzul which creates a barrier that the tefillahs are not able to reach up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz. There's a pasuk in Eicha, Gimel Mem Dalet, Sakoisa Be'anon Loch Me'avor Tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wrapped yourself up in a cloud and you prevented tefillah from penetrating you. Says Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, what does that mean? He says, because of the talking in the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, therefore they were not able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. That's a pella. Embarrassing somebody in public is Elo Chelek Le'olam Haba. It's one of the worst averis he could do. The Prima Gadim brings b'shem v'ayamudim oylehem shemesikim b'yeis hatfilah yesh limnois anoshim yuduyim alzeh b'oynshim rabim v'yavayshem b'rabim. You should embarrass... No, I don't advise this, by the way. But you should embarrass them in public. How do you let embarrass somebody in public? How do you want to do that? In fact, he brings here, Rav Zilberstein had a shaila. There was a fellow in shul, Kansi was talking. They spoke to him about it. They tried to get him, cajoling him not to do it. He wasn't listening. He just was never listening. So finally they came up with a chap, with a plan. So while he's talking, so one of the chevra, they're going to call him up for an aliyah. But he doesn't know nothing. He doesn't know what's going on. So they'll tell him, you called up for hagba. So when they called him up for the aliyah, they said, hey, you got hagba. So he goes up and he does hagba. You know, and everybody's looking like he's meshuggah, you know, and he's embarrassed out of his mind, and they figure maybe that'll teach him a lesson. So they want to know from Zilberstein, is that okay to do? So Zilberstein said, no. To make fun of somebody, that you can't do. But he paskins halacha lemaisa, and again, I don't advise this, but he paskins halacha lemaisa, that if you have somebody who's a habitual talker and he creates disturbances, you can call him up for an aliyah, And after an aliyah, the gabbai can give a clap on the bima, and the gabbai can say, we would like to ask, b'shem the rav, b'shem the kehila, that Mr. So-and-so or Rabbi so-and-so should stop talking during davening or during kriyas ha-Torah. And you're 100% you're allowed to do that, and you don't have to ask for the kehila. Now again, as I say, don't do that. It's just not a good idea. Okay? So, but now I understand a little bit. Because according to Rav Moshe Yehoshua Salamit, what he's saying is, it's a sakon, the language that we have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only way we get anything in life is through tefillah. You take away the power of tefillah from the Klal Yisrael, we have nothing. You can have Torah, Gevaldik. You have Shabbos, Gevaldik. But if you don't have tefillah, and that's what all the Mephoshim say, I got pages and pages on this, that if there's a Zilzul Beis HaKnesses, I don't want to depress anybody. It's going to, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it's a weaker generation. I get it. It's a weaker generation. But that doesn't mean everything flies. That doesn't mean everything's okay. That doesn't mean we can't make a difference. Now, in the Kogel here, it's pretty good. But we still need chizuk. We all need chizuk. We mechazik others nicely, but derech kovid, with sensitivity. Because we don't have tefillah. You want to know why there's so much charis? I'm going to get back to Yuma Tesamit Beis in a second. You want to know why there's so much charis? I want to ask you a question. How come so many tefillahs don't get answered? Well, that's a dangerous statement to make. Okay, I don't know. I'll tell you. I know I was a rav for 20 years. A lot of people daven for a lot of things. Well, you can't ask cheshbonis. I'm not asking cheshbonis. You know, sometimes Hashem says no. I know that. You know what it says, that Hashem takes every tefillah and puts it away and he'll use it for a different time. Okay, I got it. I know that too. But hello, dover who? There's so many, so much illness, so much pain in Klal Yisrael. Shidduchim and Shalom Bayis and kids off the derech and sicknesses and parnasa issues. There's mounds and mounds and mounds of tzaris. Mounds. Mountains. And we daven, we cry. People cry, they cry their hearts out. So again, I'm not here to explain the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm just telling you what Rav Moshe Yehoshua Salamit said. Because our koach hatfilah has been weakened. Taka cry, we have kavanis. But it's sakosa ba'onon loch. Hashem has wrapped himself in a cloud. So let's go back now to Yuma Tesamit Beis. We ask, why did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? What do you mean, why? Say so. Tesamit Beis. Sinasfinam. Well, the Chofetz Chaim says it's not actually Sinasfinam, because Sinasfinam could not bring about such tragedy. And it's a serious aveira. He says it's Lashon Hara. It's the Sinas Chinam which brought about the Lashon Hara. He says it very clearly. Because if not for the fact that there was Lashon Hara, there wouldn't have been such a devastation. And what Chazal say in the Gemara Yom, it says, you see, Sinas Chinas Kineged Avodah Zarah Gilui Raitz and Shvichus Damim. The only place you ever see that is by Lashon Hara. It's a Gemara in Erechim. So you see already the Chofetz Chaim says, what do you mean? But the Gemara says Sinas Chinam. Yeah, but Chofetz Chaim touches it up. It's Sinas Chinam, but it's because it brought about Lashon Hara. So I want to take what Rav Moshe Yehoshua Salamit is saying, and I want to just add a little knach. And that is, and the Chofetz Chaim speaks about this many times also. You know, by the Metzora, you know what happened to it? By the Metzora, so it says, he has to chutz l'machne, tome yitra. So one reason is, he has to tell people that his tome, stay away. But the Gemara in Shabbos says, and daf samak zayin, it's Gemara moed katan too, and daf hey, that he has to be moedia, he has to tell over the tsar that he's in to the rabbim, that they should be mespalo for him. Should be mespalo for him. So I saw some of the first ask the question, well, we don't find by any other machli you're supposed to tell your tsar to the rabbim. Is bedafke here? He's supposed to tell over his tsar, his pain, his anguish to the masses that they should daven for him. In fact, it's brought down, this is in Bereishis, by Yishmael. It says, by Yishmael's call on Na'ar, Kadosh Baruch Hu heard the voice of the Na'ar, which is Yishmael. And Rashi says over there, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the prayers of a sick person more readily than those who pray for him. His mother was also praying for him, no? Hagar was praying for him also. But Hashem said, I heard his voice. Why? But she, I know. But I listen more to the prayers of someone who's sick. So then what's the problem? So why can't the person who's, what does he have to, can he daven for himself? So again, the Mefarshim is saying, no, he can't. You know why he can't? Because his mouth is filled with Lashon Hara, and therefore his tefillah has no koach. He can't go anywhere. Maybe that's the oimek. The Chofetz Chaim says what the Gemara means is not sinas, it's sinas chinam. But it really means Lashon Hara. It's the Sinas Chinam which brought about the Lashon Hara. But what happens when there's Lashon Hara? What happens when there's Lashon Hara is our mouth is sullied. It's dirtied. Because no matter what, isn't there a Kol HaTfila? Isn't there a Kol HaTfila that you could call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All right, the Sinas Chinam, it's not a good thing. All right, there's Lashon Hara. It's not a good thing. It's a serious Avera. Don't get me wrong. But what about Tefillah? Tefillah, Tefillah, Tefillah is the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He listens to us. Kol Shekaruv Be'emes, if we call out to him in truth, he listens. How come we can't do it? No, Lashon Hara. So your mouth is filled with that, so Tefillahs have no power and no koach. So maybe when the Gemara says, yeah, it's in a schinam, which brought about Lashon Hara, but it's also maybe a little stickle zilzel beis haknesses. Because if we had Taka had more respect and more covet, our tefillahs would be more infinitely powerful, that we'd be able to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's my point? So my point is, like I said, Avada, it's a weaker generation. Hashem understands it's taka difficult. But that doesn't mean we can't rise to the occasion. I remember a long time ago, there were children here in this community that were ill. So I remember the signs that went up there. They're still there a little bit, but there was a different sign before. That the Kolo got together, they decided that nobody should bring a cell phone into shul, leave it in the lockers, as a schus for a foolish shalema. I don't know, maybe in the beginning it... I know some people do leave it in the lockers. It's very nice, it's beautiful. Maybe we need to be mechazek ourselves to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam we want our koach hatfila to come back in full force. In full force. Avad, we got to work. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. Step by step. Because Baruch Hu just has to see that we try, that we want it. Not to talk in shul, not even ben gavra legavra by Kriyas HaTorah. A little mesiris nefesh. A little mesiris nefesh, not to be mezalzel and kedushas beis haknesses. I just quoted you a bunch of material. So you're going to say, that's for a different generation, Rabbi. That's not for us. That's frumi stuff. No, it's not. It's not. It's the emes. It's the absolute truth. I got 25 more pages on this. It's the absolute emes. Avada, there's no end, right? There's no end. You can work on many things. But this is a big one. This is Dover Sha'oimed Beruma Sha'oilam. We mechazik ourselves. Mitzvah Hashem, and that's chus. We'll see the Gula Shalema. Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.